Hello and welcome to another Positive Profile interview where my guests are sharing the stories that connect them to their customers. These are the stories of their journeys and their transformations that they're seeing through their work. I'm Carolyn Rathbun, the Joyful Scribe. I hope you get a chance to listen to some of the other interviews and that you're seeing how your success stories are an important component to your messaging, because they're the proof that what you're doing is really making a difference for people. And your journey stories connect us with you as a person. We want to know how you came to do this work. It helps us to find a commonality with you. So I want you to think about that as you listen to today's interview. My guest today is Leah Nash. Hi, Leah. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello. Hello.
I'm so happy you're here today. And I'm so happy our listeners are tuning in to this interview. Leah is an holistic business coach. You're probably wondering what that is. What is a holistic business coach? How is that different from any other business coach? Well, you might be surprised because Leah has developed a business model that is unlike anything I have ever heard of. And I have to say, quite personally, I find her work fascinating. She's been able to share a small component of her work with me. And seriously, honestly, I can tell you that it has given me insights into myself, both professionally and personally, and it's helping me every day. I'm really excited for you to learn about Leah. So let's just get started. Hi, Leah. Welcome again.
Hello. So happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're taking the time out to talk to us today because people need to know about your program. It's so fantastic. So before we get into the specifics of your work, let's just take a few minutes. And if you can just give us a quick overview of what you mean by holistic business coach and how it differs from other business coaches.
Yeah, well, it definitely reflects my own journey as an entrepreneur and someone, you know, self-employed with a business. Mm-hmm. I started 20 years ago with a very, very heart-centered decision. You know, I was one of those people that life had gotten off track, mm-hmm. and I was really unhappy about it. And, you know, you just kind of come to that point where, like, things have got to change. You know, I am not enjoying life, and it's dark night of the soul time, and things have got to change. And I made that heart-centered decision for me. And from that decision, you know, 20 years worth of learning and discovery and growth have happened. And it all came through business, which is kind of odd. Mm-hmm. I chose for my passion. I didn't choose for business, per se. So how did all that come together to get me to a place of being a business coach and a holistic one at that? Well, that's been my journey. Very eclectic, very outside the box. and yet it all comes down to that holism of having a heart-centered, nourishing model that can feed your soul. I talk to entrepreneurs and holistic professionals and say, you know, we want a business that feeds your soul and your bank account. Mm-hmm. And traditional business coaching does not really address that. I think we see more and more today, people are talking about lifestyle businesses that move in that direction more. And that's an important thing. The holistic nature really comes in because, especially when you're a solo entrepreneur, you're in that heart-centered category and you're a holistic professional, you are your business. You are the heart and soul of your business. So it's important that we are looking at you and the business functioning together and that we can really have all those pieces working in a coherent type of synergy. Does that make sense? I mean, you know, I can wander pretty far afield.
Feel free
to rein me back in.
It makes absolute sense. And if you could go a little deeper into the holistic part of your business and what brought you there, what was your journey to the holistic portion of your business?
Okay. Well, as I said, I had made this one really strong heart-centered decision. From that place of, you know, my life is on track, off track, and I need to get back on track. I need to get back to me. And for me, you know, one of my personal passions is horses. I definitely carry the horse gene. I came out of the womb asking for a pony. It's, you know, my family growing up was like, can't you talk about anything else? I'm like one of those people. And, you know, whether it's horses like it is for me or something else, we all tend to have some sort of major passion in life. We have things that we love. And when our life gets really off course from those, we have lots of unhappy things that come in. And life just doesn't flow as smoothly or with as much joy and ease as we'd like it to. So I made that decision. And I wasn't working with horses. I had moved far away from home. I didn't even know anybody with a horse. And I decided, you know what, I've got to have horses back in my life. And I came across an article on someone who was working with horses in kind of a unique way back in 96. It was a long time ago now. And she was actually doing massage on horses. And at the time, that was a pretty new thing to be doing. And I thought, how did she get such a cool job?
Mm-hmm.
So she was getting paid to do something that I would have paid other people to be able to do. I mean, I can show up and hang out with your horse and, you know, rub them and touch them and make them feel good, and I'm feeling good, and it's all good. And she was getting paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, you know what, I got to find a way. I've got to find a way. And it's definitely a much longer story that I won't go into. The short version is that way found me.
Mm.
And I was able to start my own equine massage business. And I totally did it from my heart. I didn't, I mean, that is not a business you start because you're like, I'm making the big bucks now. You know, it's not a business plan kind of business. It's very eclectic and heart-centered and outside the box. And from that decision, the rest of my career unfolded. It opened me up to so much other learning and an appreciation for skill and for expertise and artistry in whatever we are doing. I was able to find that for myself and encourage it in the lives and careers of my clients as well. And it was really an interesting journey. One of my very first mentors was a veterinarian who specialized in Chinese medicine in addition to, you know, what we would think of as regular veterinary medicine. And that was how I first learned about the principles of Chinese medicine and five element theory. And it was like learning a whole another language. I mean, it was Chinese, but it was totally like speaking Greek to me, you know. And at the same time, it was really fascinating because it all was interrelated. And there was just something about it that drew me in. And so from very early in my career, I started learning about how all these different things are connected, our mind, our body, our spirit, and, you know, the energy with which we are able to do things or not do them. And, you know, the environments around us and the way that they are interconnected and the effects and pros and cons that it has for us, how to move more easily with those things and how to have a lot of struggle when we're trying to go against it.
Mm.
And all of my childhood training that was all about patterns because, you know, remember I was that horse kid, right? So I would sit with books and encyclopedias on horses and it wasn't even just limited to horses, dogs, cats, you know, nature, whatever, absorbing all these different types of patterns. When it came to Chinese medicine, all this pattern stuff and the holistic nature just started to kind of come together.
Mm.
And then through the 20 years of my business, I began to see those things on a deeper and deeper level. And it gave me an interesting ability to look at both the very, very fine detail and then also the big, big picture surrounding it.
Mm.
And it's been an odd journey for sure,
mm-hmm.
but filled with a lot of learning. And it's let me find a way to help people get to what they want faster. You know, it took me 20 years to get there. Now I've got the understanding that I can weave together and help someone get through the struggle easier and get to the place they want to go sooner, so that they can enjoy more of that journey instead of, you know, kind of fight against it as they go.
Right. So you incorporate Chinese medicine. You're looking at the whole person. You're looking at a number of factors when you're helping them as a business coach. Is that correct?
Yeah. And Chinese medicine really is, it's a study of the pattern, cycle, and flow of the natural world, of which we are part. And we tend to kind of forget that. It's like we see all these patterns in nature and we kind of forget that they are actually occurring in us as well, and that there is indeed a cycle and flow to those patterns. When we're aware of those, when we can look at the pattern of our own unique inner design, we can begin to work with that instead of, again, fighting against it. The idea of balance in Chinese medicine, it's that wellness model, right? It's the holistic model. So it's about bringing everything into as much harmony as possible, which is not to say that we have an equal part of every single element within us. So that all of us, while we have all the elements, we have them in different proportions, right? Our design is unique to each of us, just like snowflakes. You know, no two are exactly the same, right? They're all snowflakes. No two are exactly the same. We all have all five of those elements, which are metaphors for characteristics within us, but we express them in unique and different ways. So if we tie in that big picture and the fine detail, we get to a point where we can move with our design instead of against it, and then we can be expressing more balance. Oh, that sounds lovely and very esoteric. What it ends up being in our life is actually really practical, because it comes down to easier relationships, more understanding for how to work and support other people and ourselves, how to bring more connection and service in what we do, just to operate at a higher level, which gives us, again, that more ease, more flow. If we think about that, you know, metaphorical flow, it's really like a, you know, a current that we can either be struggling against or we can be, you know, going with. And it certainly is a lot easier when we are surfing that current, when we are turned around and working against it. And we don't always realize where we're at. So to get the awareness gives us a new place of choice to begin to make the practical changes in our lives. So like I said, it starts off kind of esoteric, but then it gets really practical for daily life.
Sounds so interesting. So give me an example. If I'm coming to you as a client, and let's say I've got a business and I've been working really hard at it, and it's been going pretty well. Maybe I've got a steady stream of clients, but lately I'm trying to launch something, and nothing seems to be working like it used to. So how would you help me, and what sort of work might we do together, and what might I expect with our time together?
Okay, yeah, that's great. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to look at your individual elemental makeup. And we know that from a couple of things. Again, Chinese medicine is about recognizing patterns, right? Patterns and cycles and flow. So we look at the elemental pattern that is your unique inner design, some of which we can actually see in your outer features. Just like when you look at a tree, you can tell what kind of tree it is by the shape it is on the outside, right? If we know anything about trees, we can start to learn that oak trees look like this and pine trees look like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can start to discover what the characteristics are from that. Now, we also have an energetic blueprint that is given to us, just like that genetic blueprint. We have an energetic one, and this has to do with elements that were hanging around at the time that we came into the cycle. And the imprint on us, similar to fingerprints, it's something that we have with us throughout life. So we don't grow out of them. we grow as them through our life. And the way that we express them will change as we grow. Okay, so I've got your individual elemental makeup. And then we look at your business. And the first thing we do is make sure that you and your business are a good fit for each other. It may be that we just kind of need to change up some of the ways that you're doing your business. And sometimes, for instance, a lot of holistic professionals are very creative by nature, yet when they get into business, they're applying very typical, you know, we might call old school business models, which are very, very linear. And they're having a hard time applying them. Like, I am not getting the success I want. They typically, they think that they've got all the pieces in place. They're not fitting right, and they're not playing together well. And that success is eluding them. Or it was there one year, and then the next it's not, kind of like you said in your example. So we'd look to see why that might be. Now, the beauty of Chinese medicine is it practices diagnosis by observation. So we are going to look first at your elemental makeup. We're going to look at the design also of your business. And we're going to see what pieces are working, what aren't. And with the five-element system, we're able to tell which pieces need help, which pieces are maybe overacting, and we need to kind of cut back on this area and give some more attention to this one. It lets us find the balance that's going to work most effectively for you. And there's a really fascinating component to it as well. Chinese medicine, again, all that pattern, cycle, and flow of the natural world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we go outside in nature, you know, what do? We look at the weather forecast, right?
Mm-hmm.
We look at what time of year it is, so we know what season it is. We have an idea of what to expect in any particular season. You know, in winter, you can expect it's going to probably be cold
mm-hmm.
in, you know, most climates, right, if you're in a temperate climate. So if it's springtime, you can expect that kind of weather. If it's summer, you can expect that kind of weather. Well, there are seasons in time as well, and Chinese medicine helps us understand that. So say we look at your business and we look at you and we see, well, you know, all these pieces are looking pretty good, but maybe you're trying to grow something like it is spring or summer and you're expecting things to really just kind of burst forth and take off and grow. But energetically, you're in more of a winter season.
Interesting.
It's not going to work quite as well, is it? Because what happens in winter? Things slow down.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that surge of growth. Oh, things are definitely happening. They're under the surface. You know, it's a quieter time. It's a time for replenishment and not that bursting forth, you know, first of spring type growth. It's a different energetic season. So say I'm launching my business and I'm in one of those wintertime seasons. It may end up being harder for people to see me. They may not hear about my new business as well, even though I'm doing all the things that I should be doing. It's so fascinating. And if I know that ahead of time, I can adjust both my expectations and my actions to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
We can still grow things in winter, but we're probably not going to expect the same kind of growth as we would in spring.
Right.
You know, sometimes people in winter will take bulbs and they'll force the bulbs, you know, so you can have flowers blooming in winter, or you have a greenhouse garden and you still have things growing. We've had to make changes in order to have that happen with success, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
So it affects, again, our expectation and our action. And that way we get to work smarter and we get a better result overall. Does that kind of make sense?
Absolutely. It's so complex, yet it just makes so much sense. But until you can see the big picture like you can and help us to see where we are in our elemental and genetic blueprint, we're just struggling. We're, you know, oftentimes going against the current, but you could, with your work, can help us go with the flow, so to speak. So I just find your work so fascinating.
Yeah.
Can you share some of the successes your clients have seen after working with you?
Yeah, it's been really encouraging to see, and I'll give you a couple. I had one coach that I was working with a little while ago, and one of the things that is really common to her and common for a lot of people who are in helping type professions, you know, they're helpers. They want to give and really care for people. And so that tendency to give can get out of balance. And what was happening was she ended up having more concern over the service she was giving to other people and whether their needs were being met than whether her own needs were being met. And so it was really kind of a boundary issue. And this actually is something that, again, the five-element system does address. So if we think in this case of this coach, this person, she was like a beautiful organic garden, this gorgeous, rich, nourishing soil for so many different things to be planted and grow in. Yet what happens if that soil gets depleted? If the soil is not continually maintained so that it can provide that nourishment, what happens? Nothing grows.
Nothing's going to grow, yeah.
Yeah, so the soil is suffering. The things that are trying to grow also suffer. Well, this is the type of thing that was happening to her. And the way it was happening was she didn't have enough income. She was undervaluing what she was doing and not putting her own need for replenishment as high enough priority. So that she wasn't getting nourished just like that soil needs to be nourished and replenished. She wasn't getting that. So it was getting more and more difficult for her to then give to others. And just a simple case of being out of balance. Seeing that, knowing that it was also part of her pattern to tend to overgive, let her feel better about resetting her boundaries. So she was not so plagued by the thought of, oh, I'm not serving people, I'm not giving enough. She was able to know that that was simply an extreme that she was prone to and take that voice less seriously.
Right.
When she reset her boundaries, she adjusted her fees, and then she was able to present her offers to her clients who snapped them up as a bargain at the new price. She was comfortable. Her clients were comfortable. She was standing in her genuine authority and, you know, really owning her value, as we say. And then her clients, her really excellent clients, totally resonated with that.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I had another client who has a very dynamic makeup, and she's just an outstanding and astounding woman. She's brilliant, and she brings so much creativity and passion to the work that she does. And that really dynamic makeup can be a bit hard to manage on a daily basis just because it has so much potential for movement, you know, for extremes. If we look at a landscape, for instance, she would be kind of like Hawaii. Now, Hawaii is beautiful, but think about the extremes on that island. I mean, you go from volcanoes to, you know, crashing ocean surf and, you know, all the steep mountains in between. It's so dramatic. And, you know, living in it, it provides both the wonder and the challenge.
Right.
Wow. So for her, finding that acceptance of herself when she was needing some of the quiet time to be okay with that. And when she was craving some of the really energetic extroverted time to be okay with that. She was trying to shoehorn herself into a box that just didn't fit. And knowing herself, she was able to then kind of silence that inner critic and just let herself be that beautiful combination that she was. So she's done that. Anxiety, stress, and life has gone way down. Relationship with her spouse has improved, even with her child. So it's sometimes the things that hold us back in business aren't really business.
Right.
And that's the beauty of the holistic business system here. Working with the five elements lets us address all of that.
Right. Talk a little bit about that, how your business and your personal life are so interrelated and how your work helps in both areas.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I mentioned before, really as entrepreneurs, we are the heart and soul of our business. And we're also the face of our business. We're, you know, reaching out into the world. And if we are not whole and balanced and healthy, personally, if we have lots of drains, you know, maybe your family is driving you crazy. Or maybe, that never happens, right?
No, no.
Or, yeah. Always really easy to, you know, maybe there's an issue with, you know, you're needing to spend a lot of time caring for an aging parent, or you have small children that require, you know, certainly lots of love and attention, or you've got a spouse, you know, whatever. We have relationships, and we don't leave off those relationships when we go into our business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still us. So if we have lots of things in our personal life that are requiring much of our energy and our focus, then how do we bring the same high-quality energy and focus to our business? It gets to be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we're really pushing in our business, our family and our relationships may feel a struggle because it can be so hard to maintain between the two. And with the holistic system, we are able to address you as a whole person so that who you're being in the family matches who you're being in your business, and you're not having to do so much gear switching in between. Like, oh, okay, I'm this person when I'm here, and now I'm this person when I'm here. Because that's, it's like, who am I when?
Right.
You know? So to be able to step out of the stressed version of you, I'm always talking about stressed self and best self, and those are characteristics that come out of the five-element system of the way that we see our own patterns and work with them. When we step out of that stressed self and we can be in our best self, we can bring just that balance and harmony to all of our aspects, whether it's relationship or business.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fall into the limiting, self-sabotaging kinds of things that we do. And, you know, I see a lot of people who work with those types of features through other modalities,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, the sabotage and that kind of thing, which is great. The really cool thing about the five-element system is that it gives you the bigger picture piece that kind of ties all those self-sabotaging behaviors together. So instead of having to discover each one individually, you kind of see the common root to them.
Hmm.
And you're able to deal with them more effectively. Dealing with that then lets you open yourself up to that higher, better version of yourself, that best self.
Right. Wow.
That makes sense?
Absolutely. And I can totally understand how, you know, all these business blueprints that you can download and buy and, you know, work with some other coaches, that they just don't work for some people because they're not in alignment with what their energetic blueprint or their genetic blueprint is. Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's, I mean, we certainly need a certain amount of structure. Templates are great. You know, we don't have a body without a skeleton, right?
We need
things to hold us up. We need, you know, all of the systems of our body to play nicely together. However, if we're applying some of these templates or blueprints and it's working one year and then it's not the next, we don't always understand the underlying reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the holistic system does for you. It gives you that underlying reason why. So we know then we can go from being that unconscious competent to a conscious competent. And that way we know what to do. The next time things aren't working, we have, you know, that edge to get things back on track.
Right.
Because we know how it's supposed to work instead of, you know, taking the stab in the dark. Well, maybe I need a new marketing program or, you know, something like that. We have a better idea of, oh, this is what's going on.
Right, right. And you can help your clients sort of anticipate what's to come up as well, can you not? Like, how are they going to work in the future?
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. So the nice thing is, you know, when I work with clients, they're able to get a good, clear idea of who they are from this standpoint, and it really arms them to move forward in their life and towards their goals in a more understanding and prepared way. Now, they don't have to know everything about Chinese medicine or become a five element expert in order for those things to make a difference for them. I can handle the expert part for you. You know, you got a question, call me, talk with Leah, and we'll get it sorted for you for now, and then the step moving forward as well. And they still get enough knowledge for it to be very workable and practical in their own life.
Mm.
So, you know, even without gaining all that expertise, it's so usable. And it just becomes this new foundation that you stand on.
Mm. Wonderful. And I know you have a few different programs that you offer and ways to work with people. Can you tell us about those? And also, do we need to live near you? Do we need to meet with you face-to-face? Can you go into that?
Yeah, I can. I can. So I'll speak to the second part first.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can definitely work with people virtually. I do a lot of things, you know, talking on the phone with people. That's fine. And the absolute best experiences come when we're actually in person, because then we get the in-body experience, which is just so much more than, you know, what we're able to accomplish, you know, just talking over the phone. When we give ourselves a whole body experience, and it's a new experience, that growth model, you just don't shrink back to the way that you were before, you know? And it really helps us step forward in our growth in a bigger way. So they're both great. And if you can at all do something in person, whether that's with me or you're going and taking a training with somebody else, I highly recommend, you know, experiential learning. So that's that piece. Now, for the work that I do, I have the umbrella of the Holistic Business Makeover, and that's really addressing all, you know, all of those pieces. And within it, I work with people definitely based, it all comes down to, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can do. So we get really clear on where you are. And we get really clear on what you have to use. This is an interesting piece. Most people are not aware of all the strengths and resources that they have. You know, we grow up and we tend to be very kind of polarized by the experiences that we had as a child growing up and thinking, oh, this is who I am. This is what I can do. You know, these are my strong points. We have so many more strengths and resources than we are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And having someone who can see, because knowing the elemental makeup of people, you know, you can't hide that from me. I know you're carrying that whole package deal. And every characteristic has strengths and challenges to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see all of that for you. So I help you see that for yourself. The strengths, and then how to manage the challenges. We're not going to get rid of the challenges. We're just going to manage them, and then we're going to build up the strength. So that's how you're really, really going to move forward. And then do what you can do. What's the next best step for right now? And what's the direction you really, really want to go? So the whole Holistic Business Makeover, all of that. Working with the five elements of your success, and people get all hung up on five element stuff, and understandably, like I said, when I was first learning this, it was like a whole other language, right? What are you talking about? Water, wood, fire, earth, metal, what is what? I don't, you know, it can be kind of confusing. So left-brained those terms for the business side of things. So I talk with people, instead of water, wood, fire, earth, metal, we talk about dream, design, shine, streamline, and refine. And most people need to start with dream, design, and shine. These are the things that really get us moving. And it all begins with the dream. What do you really, really want?
Well, yeah, like I've said earlier in the introduction that Leah has shared some of her work with me and helped, you know, did my elemental design, and it's so fascinating. And like you said, you don't have to know all of this because you can explain it for us. And I just love how you relate things to nature, and it really, for me anyway, it just makes so much sense. And you can tell when you're in the flow and when you're not, and everything you talk about just makes so much sense to me. So tell us how we can get in touch with you.
You can get in touch with me. I've got a couple of websites that will usually reach me pretty well. The first one is Talk with Leah. As I said earlier, talkwithleah.com. Great way to just get a hold of me, get on the schedule. I do a call for people. What's up for you? Let's just get on the phone and talk. What's up for you right now? And it may be your business. It may be your personal life. But whatever is going on, it's a window, it's a snapshot of your overall patterns. And we can both address the immediate, you know, what's a practical thing to reframe for in the moment, and look at how that little snapshot is giving us a bigger picture view of your overall pattern and what we might want to look at going forward. So that's a gift that I always have available to people. I did not have that when I started. So it is very much my pleasure to share that with people now. You know, when you've got a dream, you need help bringing it out in the world. And somebody that can hear it and give you a little bit of support or point you in the right direction, that's a big help. So talkwithleah.com. And then there is also the Holistic Business Makeover, and it's holisticbusinessmakeover.com is the website for that.
Perfect. So one final question that I ask everybody, what is your favorite word and why?
I told you, I'm like, one favorite word? Oh, my goodness. Oh,
we're letting
my.
Leah break the rules today. She's going to share two favorite words.
Yeah, so the first one I'll share, and it totally comes from the Chinese medicine aspect that I work with, and that word is elegant.
Mm.
Elegant, and I will tell you because Chinese medicine is elegantly simple. It's five elements. It's nature, you know. Like I said, it's water, wood, fire, earth, metal. It's so basic, so simple. And it is exquisitely complex because it also covers all of the glorious detail of life. So elegant, it's a beautiful thing. And I love in the definition, pleasingly graceful and stylish in appearance or manner, or pleasingly ingenious and simple. And I love that. Neat, simple, effective. That's elegant. And then my second word, thank you.
Well, I love words, so the more you can give me, that's great. But we do have to limit it, so I'm making you stick to two. I know you wanted to go with more.
Oh, we should do more. Yeah. Oh, you know, it's clear by this point. Oh, my goodness, is this woman verbose or what? But anyway, finesse is a second word, because often all we need is just that little bit of tweaking to get us, you know, where we want to go or to the next level. And it's just a little bit of finesse to shift our perspective or to open our heart a little bit more to either let the love out or let the love in, you know, to find the joy. Life is here to be enjoyed, you know. We get one life. It deserves to be the best.
Absolutely.
And life deserves the best from us as well. So, you know, it's, like I said, elegant and that little bit of finesse.
Those are wonderful words. Thank you for sharing those. And thank you for being here today and taking the time out of your schedule. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I love it. You know, I can talk all day on this. You know that.
I can listen all day. I just seriously find this so fascinating. And just, you know, just that you can help people feel good about the work they're doing. They're in alignment with the work that they're doing, and they're in the flow and know what to do going forward. Your work can help so many people. I hope people take advantage and get in touch with you. So let me remind you, it's talkwithleah, LEAH.com, and I will put the link below the recording. So thank you again, Leah. And thanks to everyone who listened today. And until next time, I'm Carolyn Rathbun, the Joyful Scribe at thejoyfulscribe.com, reminding you that if you tell the stories that make us care, we'll become your loyal customers and donors. To your continued success, bye for now.